At one time, the quintessential Seattle dish was salmon on a cedar plank. But things are changing. As the city's culture becomes more diverse, the definition of Northwest cuisine is changing. Chef Rachel Yang is co-owner of three restaurants in Seattle, Jewel, Revel, and Trove. She told Jeannie Yandel that in a place as large and diverse as Seattle, there is no one dish that signifies a city's food.
So I think what pops in my head is just collage of a lot of different food. And I think it could be a just beautiful this Thai curry that has like awesome, you know, crab in it. I mean, something like that sounds like something that I would like just chow down at any point here in Seattle.
Well, you talked about what a big city Seattle is. How do you see Seattle food changing?
I've been here in Seattle for about 10 years now. When we opened this little restaurant on Madrona, there were very, very, very handful of restaurants who are doing something different than American food. I mean, I guess it's, it was more of like, you know, typical American restaurant you will see that has emphasis on Northwest cuisines. Those are the restaurants you probably see readily everywhere. But I think nowadays it's so easy to walk down a street and then find the amazing, you know, Thai place, amazing, you know, Middle Eastern place. And I mean, having that kind of diversity is what makes Seattle such a fun city.
One of the things that has changed about Seattle in recent years is how the tech companies have grown and expanded, Amazon in particular. I mean, they have a whole campus on South Lake Union now. And so they're paying their people pretty well. So how do you think that increased affluence for a lot of the people who live here has affected our cuisine?
The fact that the market is so demanding, there are people who want to go out and then there are people who want to go out having great food is a huge fact in then how the restaurant industry is flourishing here in Seattle. There's so many restaurants we can have that has their own little niche. Because, you know, when you have a larger pool of dining clientele to satisfy and they all want different things and, you know, there's a lot of restaurants that can sustain themselves, you know, serving different food.
So for you, it's really, again, it's about the diversity of cuisine that people want. It's not so much about the money.
Yeah, I think it is about, you know, that there are more people who are dining out. So I think just having, you know, more people coming to your restaurant that creates a very, very, you know, healthy environment for restaurants to, you know, run a business on. And also the fact that when there are more people, the restaurateurs, chefs can actually be a little bit more experimental. When you have a very small people, when you have to please, then you have to be a little bit narrower on what people like and then be have to careful what they put on the menu. But when you have like, you know, when you have a larger people, then you can have a little larger menu and then you can sneak in those really fun things that, you know, you might not be able to have a lot of audience when it's a small restaurant and a small clientele.
Do you think the restaurant scene in Seattle is just for people who are making more money? Do you think it's just for people who have a level of affluence?
The interesting thing about the food is that food is something that really gets to people in all different level. You know, people go to grocery store and buy food and eat at home. People go to takeout place and, you know, get a burger and come home, or they just, you know, get a salad for lunch and then they go out to eat at dinner time. And it could be a something they, you know, they just want to have a rough day and they just want to go out and have a bowl of pho, or they're celebrating a, you know, anniversary and then going out to really nice restaurant and have a full-on experience. And I think the when you talk about restaurant scene is that you often forget that there are so many mom and pop small restaurants, so many, you know, hole-in-the-wall places, people you don't hear about it in, you know, papers and magazines all the time, but they are all there and they're all serving people and they're part of, you know, what makes up, you know, Seattle restaurant scene.
So the restaurants here are diverse, just like the people who live here.
I think it is really for everyone. Yeah.
I'm talking with Rachel Yang. She's the owner and chef at Revel, Trove, Jewel, three restaurants here in Seattle. We're talking about how the food scene in Seattle has changed, what the definition of Seattle food is now. And it sounds like there's lots of definitions to your mind.
Yeah, I think especially when people come to our restaurant, it's always kind of fun to see, okay, they're coming to our restaurant and they're visiting from out of town and they're definitely coming to see, experience what Seattle has to offer it.
Well, Rachel, if you could look into the future a little bit, if we had this discussion in 5 years, what do you think the Seattle food scene will look like then? How do you think things will keep changing in the future?
A lot of movement you see is that people are being hyper-local. Even though we are becoming this one big world of like, you know, like you can get everything that people get in New York here. The world is becoming really small and really becoming one place. At the same time, people are digging deeper into what is really like in your backyard. And I think it's kind of having the really great balance of getting flavors and influences from all over the world and being able to utilize what you already use in completely different fashion. I think that's what's going to make the Seattle food so interesting and so different. You know, even though everywhere it's getting very diverse and no one wants to be same. And I think that's kind of a really fun thing about, like, you know, everyone's going to go deeper into what Seattle has to offer that's unique and different, and then evolve it into something that's amazing.
That's Seattle chef Rachel Yang speaking with Jeannie Yandel about the changing food culture of the Northwest.